we've recently acquired the Gold Lund project, which is it's about 35 kilometers from the Goliath project that we've been working on for a number of years now, and we're pretty excited about, you know, starting to consolidate the camp. You know, it brings a lot of interest into the community, that's for sure. As of last year, we received a federal environmental assessment approval from the federal government. And what we need to do now is really continue with Goliath in terms of the permitting and the process to get that towards production. Gold Lund project itself is more early stage. We think of that as a bit more of a future opportunity. So as it goes forward, we'll be continuing to investigate and look at the options of that going forward. So we see that as more of a future timeline as we progress, but still looking to develop the Goliath project itself as planned.
The key word in that statement, opportunity. What are the opportunities with this amalgamated property?
Well, I think, you know, we've got a lot of investigation to do. We have nothing concrete, you know, that we're prepared to release in terms of plans, but there is a resource there. There is known gold on the property. So I think long-term in the future, we could see some sort of combination or Gold Lund produce as a producing mine in its own in the future.
You talked about assessments. Can you maybe give us an update on the assessments and maybe a timeline on when you may be able to get started?
We really have no firm information on that. I think there's a lot of work to do going forward as, you know, we look at how the two projects kind of go forward on their own or, you know, in some sort of combined fashion. But, you know, as it is, I think there's drilling and there's a lot of work that needs to be done on both properties before a full decision could be made. So I really don't want to speculate on when we will have information released, but we are looking into that as kind of as quickly as we can and starting to get a real good handle on how is best to develop those two projects.
And I think just a reminder of the economic impact on the Dryden area.
The Goliath project itself, you know, we're scheduled for 250 to 300 jobs, which is an economic impact of, you know, 1,000 total jobs, indirect, direct and indirect. We see the possibility, not for the near term, but, you know, an extended mine life and helping to support the communities of, you know, Ignis and Sioux Lookout and Dryden, Wabagoon as well, you know, as we go forward for a much longer term. As the camp starts to consolidate, I think a bit more focus on mining development and exploration should have a pretty solid effect on the communities. We're very excited, and we hope that everyone can continue to follow us as we make some progress on these two projects.